Hello and welcome again to another edition of the Beerly Coherent podcast. Tonight we are trying... what are we trying, Bob?
We're trying the Rogue Dead Guy Ale.
Rogue Dead Guy Ale. There is, appropriately enough, a picture of a skeleton on the label. And he's got kind of a bishop's hat on, doesn't he? A bishop's mitre hat?
Yeah, like it looks like it. I don't know. I was never a deadhead, and I'm still not one, but it seems like it might be some sort of homage to the Grateful Dead. But maybe.
Did they wear mitre hats?
I don't know. The Grateful Dead? I have no idea.
I mean, they were treated with a certain religious reverence, but I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, right. Well, have you poured yours? Are you in the dark there again?
I'm in the dark again, in the swamp, and I have poured the beer, and I'm looking at a really fantastic moon, which is just a quarter, but it's totally, the thickest part is towards the horizon, so it's this horizontal half, not even quarter moon. Anyway, here we are. Really? I'm looking at a very lovely orange.
Yeah, an orange, here. A deep orange. It smells like yeast. It just has
really?
The strongest yeast.
Mine doesn't
yeast.
Smell like yeast at all.
Mine smells very yeasty.
Really?
Ooh,
yeah. Smell yeasty. Wow. Okay, now I didn't pour out the bottom of mine because I'm drinking from a big bottle and I don't have a glass that big.
But. Yeah, I have a 12. Yeah. I've got a regular 12 ounce bottle. Mine is very yeasty smelling. It doesn't, no date, so I can't tell if it's off, so I don't see anything like that. I don't know. Let's see. No, it's dissipated though now. That yeasty smell is dissipated, so maybe.
Okay, I'm moving on to taste, and I've got a very nice. It's quite smooth and creamy, and there's a little bit of a cherry cough syrup just at the very end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Actually, almost tastes like a Ludens of some sort.
Like a I was gonna say Vicks, but yeah.
Ludens were the more sort of candy tasting of the cough drops, if I recall from my childhood.
No, were they? Oh, so those are the ones you wanted as your inferiority.
Yeah, if you had a sore throat, that's what you...
It's not very strong. It's not very strong. But it's,
I do have a bit of a yeasty mouthfeel to it. Mm. But that's, again, that smell has disappeared.
Not here. No, not here. No yeastiness at all to it. It's quite crisp. But there's just a little, I don't know, something that creaminess that leads into just an aftertaste of the cherry cough drop.
So, how is yours in terms of its effervescence? Because mine is very, very lightly carbonated.
Yeah, I would say lightly carbonated. Yep.
I'm at a loss.
It's not hugely demanding. It's good.
No, it's not.
It doesn't have the any really incredible or notable bitterness. Has the finish. It comes in smooth and light effervescence, and then. It ends up in that cherry cough drop, and that's it. That's where you start, and that's where you end. I don't see anything more complicated than that.
No, I'm curious as to what the Dead Guy Ale bit means, and I'm sure that I could research it in one of these multiple books or the internet. But
nah, screw it.
No point in trying to learn something new.
No, somebody's already looked that up.
Yeah, that's true. We would not be enlightening the listener at all.
No.
As if we ever do, but
yeah, that's my new website. Somebody's already looked that up. Don't bother. Okay, so we're left here with a beer that is good. Certainly,
yeah, it's quite a decent beer.
Quite a decent beer. Nothing outrageous in any direction.
No,
but certainly solid and definitely worth drinking.
Yeah. No, I'm enjoying it. And you have a whole big bottle of it to drink. Well, I just have to get through this one bottle of it.
Well, I'm gonna go in and give my dad a little bit of this.
You're kind. You're a kind
might.
Son.
We might. We'll see.
Yeah. Are we done recording? Can I
We have to have a sign off.
All right.
Which is thank you. So thank you very much for listening to the Beerly Coherent podcast.
Yeah.
Bob in New York has been
Bob,
and I down here in Florida amongst the alligators have been Andrew. Thank you very much for listening.
Have a good evening.